So once again, be fully present in your physical body. Feel your seat on the chair, your feet on the floor, your back on the floor if you're lying down. Send your roots down through the topsoil, through the subsoil, through the rock layers and the magma layers, to the white, hot, molten metal at the heart of the earth. Send your root into that, connect with it, anchor yourself and ground yourself in the life of the earth. And then bring your awareness to that edge place where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin, where the physicality of your being meets the rest of the all that is. Find your boundaries, find your edges. These move through time, but for this moment they don't move much through space. Where are the boundaries of your physical self? Where are your edges? And where do you meet? And what do you meet? And then bring your awareness to that bit of skin where the base of your nose meets your upper lip. Feel one breath in and one breath out at this place. And then follow the next breath all the way in, cold at the back of your throat and down into your lungs as your ribs move out and down and your diaphragm sinks. And then follow it up and out as your ribs spring back and your diaphragm rises. And then, with your body grounded and boundaried and breathing, bring your imaginal self one more time up and out of this time and this place and move to your death place, to this landscape that you've begun to know. Really settle into it. Feel the familiarity of it. Lean back against the tree or lie across the water or sit in the meadow. Look around you. Is it still the same time of day, the same time of year? Has the sun sunk a bit further in the west or risen a bit higher in the east? Have the seasons changed or is it the same? Is the cherry blossom still falling from the orchard? Are the waves still racing up the shore at the same speed and with the same height? And if not, what does it look like now? This place, the sacred place that is yours. Check out the sounds. Check out the scents. Check out the textures and the colors. And taste whatever there is to be tasted so that all five senses are fully active. And then step forward again to the veil. And just before it, as if at your last breath, I want you to turn round and look back along the timeline of your life. From the person who walked here, back day by day, week by week, month by month, year by decade, by lifetime. Look back at all that you have been. What are you proud of in all that journey? What shines to you? What sings to you? If you were to bring moments of this life as a gift through the veil to whatever is on the other side, here, this I was, this I lived, this I loved, what would you bring? Would they be moments of doing, or would they be moments of being? Or both? Or neither? And if there are moments of regret, can you send love and compassion back to the self that was there then, that was doing the best that they knew how? And what was the learning from each part of that life? The heights and the lows. If you were to stand exactly on the veil at the moment of death, and imagine joining with that part of yourself that exists outside of time and space, that part, if you believe this belief about death, that chose to be in this life, why did it choose this? What was the learning of this life? And did you learn it? If you were to run back through again, go back to the beginning and start again, are there things you would do differently? Would you take different directions at different crossroads? And if you were to stand exactly on the veil at the point of death and take yourself up, high up, along an axis that doesn't exist in the three dimensions and time of our world, but exists in the between world, so that you could look exactly at all of the timeline of your life, all of the love, all of the grief, all of the fear, all of the joy, all of the despair, all of the wonder, all of the gratitude, all of the being and all of the feeling. And you could see it all from one end to the other, and you said, yes, this life I need. This life will teach me. What would you whisper into the ear of the spirit coming in at the beginning of conception, ready to start anew, perhaps an old spirit, perhaps a spirit that has been through many lifetimes, or perhaps it's new? What would you whisper in its ear? Remember this. Remember. Remember whatever else happens, remember this one thing. What would it be? And then, coming back to stand just on the life side of the veil, look around you and see who would you invite in spirit form to stand with you as you take that final step. They can be people from your life, but they could also be people from your dreams. People from other worlds that you have known, people from fiction, people from stories heard from other people. Who would you have? 2, 3, 4, 5 at the most, standing beside you to witness as you step across the veil. Who would that be? And what would they bring to make this moment the best that it could be? And then, as you step across the veil, or look through the veil to the beyond, if it is the case that those with whom we are most heart connected, blood spirits, ancestor spirit, bloodline, ancestor line, or friends, come to greet us, whether they are alive or dead, because time means nothing on the other side. Who would be there to greet you as you step forward? Who would you be most awed and grateful to see, human or more than human? Who is it that waits on the other side of the veil to welcome you to the lands beyond life? And as you step forward or look forward, and they are there to greet you, what would you say? What is it that you bring? What are your greatest memories? What have you learned? What was it that amazed you most of the life you have just left behind? What was hard? What was grand? What was beautiful? What was dark? What is it that you need to tell those who have come to greet you? And then, because we have not yet crossed the veil, but those who come to greet us also may bring gifts, knowing that you are going to step back into the lands of life, are there any gifts brought by those who would greet you? Gifts of ideas, gifts of care, gifts of suggestions, gifts of support. What would they offer those who wait? And that part of you that is eternal, that waits outside of time and space, what gift does it send you back with as you step back through the veil? Into the lands of life, with those who have supported your journey on either side, in the landscape that is the perfect place to die. And this is our last visit here for now. So thank this place and everything that is of this place, the land, the sky, the trees, the sea, the water, the meadows, the birds in the air, the life on and under the ground. Thank it all for supporting your journey. And then, with your awareness of the gifts, of the support of those who came to greet you, take your leave of this place. We all take our leave of these places. And come back through time and through space to the bodies that we left, grounded and boundaried and breathing. Take a breath all the way in and all the way out. Feel the edge place where the physicality of your being meets the rest of the all that is. That boundary where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. Feel that edge. Know the containment of your own body. And then feel the physicality of yourself, your seat on the chair, your feet on the floor, your back on the floor, and your connection through that root down into the heart of the earth. And feel the whole of the physicality of your body. Roll your shoulders. Move your fingers. Move your toes. And then open your eyes and with a very soft gaze, look around the room to anchor yourself back in this time and this place.